At the Little Anglers Derby in Colchester on Saturday, almost 50 kids showed up with their families for an afternoon of fishing. The event was organized by Let's Go Fishing, a division of Vermont's Fish and Wildlife Department designed to encourage families to learn the sport. Carl Hubbard is an instructor with the program. He says fishing can be exciting.
It's the thrill of the chase. It's the going out and seeing if you can catch the fish. And then when you do catch a fish, trying to identify what species it is. It's just being in the outdoors and just finding the quality of life that is out there.
This year, the youth event happened to coincide with Free Fishing Day. That means adults who would normally need to buy a license can fish with their kids at no cost.
You can get the water in a pail. And
Hubbard is chatting with the Relier family, who have three generations represented here. Caden Relier is 11. His grandfather taught him how to fish when he was about 5. He has some advice for anyone thinking about taking up the sport.
You have to have a lot of patience if you want to go fishing because, you want to wait for the fish to bite. You don't just, want to cast out and reel in every, 5 minutes.
Relier says the biggest fish he's caught is a 7-pound bass. He hasn't caught anything yet today. But then...
you do. Hey, doubles.
Wow.
Start bringing them in.
Do you know what kind of fish this is?
It's a white perch and a bass.
Relia says he stays inside and plays video games sometimes, but for him, being outside is more fun. That might be refreshing for outdoor enthusiasts to hear because the number of hunting and fishing licenses purchased has been on the decline for a few decades now. And fish and wildlife officials acknowledge that as parts of Vermont become more suburban, fewer people have a direct connection to the outdoors. Carl Hubbard says programs like Let's Go Fishing are a gateway for families that might not otherwise fish. And he says the sport is just part of bigger lessons the program teaches about care for the environment.
They're the ones that are going to be taking care of our environment. And fishing is just all part of it. And we teach how to manage the water. We talk about water quality. We talk about watersheds. What happens at the very top of the watershed affects everything downstream. And a lot of the kids really do understand that.
For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.